Chapter 4. The Driver. Accident records show that over 90% of the highway crashes are caused by driver error, lack of knowledge, inattention, physical or mental condition, improper attitude or faulty judgment. Any professional driver will tell you that it takes much more than basic skills to make a good driver. After learning and mastering the basics, a driver must continue to study the fine points of good driving and those physical and mental conditions that affect driving. Your personality affects your driving. If you are worried, distracted, or if your mind is preoccupied, you cannot count on being sufficiently alert to drive safely. Home troubles, quarrels, misunderstandings, financial worries, serious illness in the family, personal fears, or overconfidence make you far more likely to have an accident. They can make you temporarily accident-prone. Strong emotions can work the same way. Persons who have just had violent arguments or who are angry or in grief need some time for cooling off, or for making an adjustment before they drive. Taking it out behind the wheel on streets or highways is very poor judgment and can prove an expensive way to expend emotions. Worry and safe driving do not mix. If worried, ill, nervous, frightened, angry, or depressed, let someone else drive. As a well-adjusted person, you are more likely to make a good driver, partly because you are inclined to recognize that traffic situations require fair sharing of the road. You act, not merely from your personal point of view, but from the point of view of all street and highway users. You have developed social responsibility. There is something about getting behind the wheel and in control of the power, speed, and bulk of a car that reveals the type of individual you are. You can soon see whether you are inclined to be a bully, a thoughtless lawbreaker, and a self-centered lane stealer, or whether you are reliable, courteous, and sportsmanlike. Whether a younger or an older driver, if you are psychologically and emotionally mature, your driving reflects your readiness to share the road in the interest of traffic safety. Good driving attitudes and sound actions reflect mental and emotional maturity. Concentration. Concentration is one of the most important elements of safe driving. The driver's seat is no place for daydreaming, mental napping, window shopping, scenic viewing, or distracting conversation. Lack of concentration can dull a person's powers of observation and cause an accident that could have been avoided. Driving an automobile is a full-time job. There have been too many crashes, after which the driver who survived said, "I don't know what happened." Cellular phone usage. When using your cellular phone while driving, always remember your number one responsibility is driving. If you do use a cell phone, use following precautions. Always assess traffic conditions before calling. Be familiar with the telephone keypad. Use speed dial, if possible. Place calls when stopped or have a passenger call. Ensure phone is within easy reach. Use speakerphone, hands-free device. Avoid intense, emotional or complicated conversations. Avoid talking on phone in congested traffic or bad weather. Pull off the road to dial or complete a conversation. Texting while driving. Alabama's new law prohibits using a wireless device to write, send or read a text message, instant message or email while operating a motor vehicle. The fine for violating the law is $25 for a first-time offense, $50 for a second offense and $75 for a third or subsequent offense. Also, for each offense, a 2-point violation will be placed on the offender's driving record. Highway hypnosis and fatigue. Stop driving when you feel drowsy. Don't try to fight it. Pull off the highway at the first rest stop or service area. If you are getting tired, a cup of coffee and a bit of stretching may be enough to wake you. If you are really sleepy, get off the highway and take a nap. Drowsiness is one of the greatest dangers in interstate highway driving. Don't rely on stay-awake drugs. They are likely to make your driving even more hazardous. It is advisable to take regular breaks every 100 miles or every 2 hours. Get out of the car and walk around, stretch your legs and relax. For long trips, it is a good idea to take a pre-trip nap. On the road, exercise your eyes. Expressway drivers are subject to highway hypnosis, a condition of drowsiness or unawareness brought on by monotony. The sound of the wind, the tires on the pavement, and the steady hum of the engine. Shift your eyes from one area of roadway to another and focus them on various objects near and far, left and right. Reading highway signs also may keep you alert. Medical aspects of driving. Physical condition has an important bearing on one's driving ability. Alcohol, drugs, illness, or disability are factors which may cause or contribute to traffic crashes. Drinking and driving. Relationship of alcohol to traffic accidents. Driving after drinking is a widespread practice. The consumption of alcohol by drivers is a major contributing factor in traffic crashes. Reliable research studies show that a blood alcohol concentration of 0.05% impairs the driving ability of most individuals to some degree. Greater impairment results as the blood alcohol concentration increases. At 0.08%, all individuals are definitely impaired. Under Alabama law, it is unlawful to drive with a concentration of 0.08% or more alcohol in the blood, or while under the influence of alcohol. Special studies show that fatal accident involvement of drinking drivers is as high as 50%, a fact not recognized by people who drink and drive. The amount of alcohol in one bottle of beer is about equal to that in an average shot of whiskey or a glass of wine. The effect on the average driver is the same. The effects of alcohol. Alcohol is a depressant, not a stimulant. Consuming alcohol causes drowsiness, blurred vision, and slowed reflexes. Consuming alcohol affects judgment and coordination. Impairment can occur before legal intoxication is attained. Alcohol-related crashes have killed more people than all the U.S. soldiers killed in war. Driving while under the influence. Each year, approximately 50% of all fatal crashes involve drivers who have been drinking. Under state law, it is unlawful for any of the following persons to operate or be in actual physical control of a vehicle. A person who is under the influence of alcohol or drugs. A person who is under the influence of a drug to a degree which renders him incapable of safely operating a motor vehicle. A person whose blood contains 0.08% or more concentration of alcohol. A person under the combined influence of alcohol and a drug to a degree which renders him incapable of safely driving. Commercial vehicle operators whose blood alcohol content is 0.04% or more. Persons under 21 years of age whose blood alcohol content is 0.02% or more. School bus and daycare drivers whose blood alcohol content is 0.02% or more. Penalty for a first conviction is a fine of $600 to $2,100, up to 1 year in jail or by both fine and imprisonment. In addition, the driver license will be suspended for 90 days. For a second conviction in 5 years, the fine ranges from $1,100 to $5,100, a jail sentence of up to 1 year, or both fine and imprisonment. A mandatory 48 hours jail or 20 days community service and 1 year revocation of driver license is required after a second conviction. For a third conviction, the fine ranges from $2,100 to $10,100, and the driver license will be revoked for 3 years. In addition to the fine, the offender may be sentenced up to 1 year with a mandatory minimum sentence of 60 days in jail, which may not be probated or suspended. A fourth conviction or subsequent conviction is a Class C felony. Fines range from $4,100 to $10,100, with a 5-year revocation of driver license. Additionally, the offender may be imprisoned for not less than 1 year and 1 day or more than 10 years. Implied consent law. Any person who operates a motor vehicle upon the public highways of this state shall be deemed to have given his consent to a chemical test or tests of his blood, breath, or urine to determine blood alcohol content. A driver under arrest for driving under the influence, who refuses to submit to chemical breath tests when directed by an officer, shall have his driver license suspended. There are several things you should remember about alcohol. Alcohol is a depressant, not a stimulant. It slows normal reflexes, interferes with judgment, reduces alertness, and impairs observation. If some people feel stimulated after drinking, it is simply that their inhibitions are lowered, causing loss of caution and self-control. It doesn't matter whether you are drinking beer, wine, or whiskey. It's the amount of alcohol which enters the blood that counts. Alcohol can affect you differently at different times. A small amount will affect you more on an empty stomach than it usually would if you have food in your stomach. While alcohol is absorbed rapidly into the system, it takes its time about leaving the body and the brain. Black coffee, food, or a cold shower might wake you, but they will not sober you. Once alcohol is in the bloodstream, it must be broken down by the liver and oxidized. That is, turned into water and carbon dioxide and eliminated from the body through the kidneys and lungs. This process takes time. Why not drink and drive? Alcohol retards judgment. Alcohol slows down reflexes. Alcohol impairs vision. Alcohol causes loss in coordination. Alcohol destroys inhibitions. Alcohol promotes overconfidence. Alcohol prevents concentration. Drugs. There are many drugs which interfere with a person's ability to drive safely. These may be contained in prescriptions written by your doctor, or may be found in some of the remedies which you can buy without prescription. Here are a few things you should remember. When taking prescription medicine, it is important to ask your doctor about any possible side effects that relate to driving. Drugs, including some allergy remedies and cold pills that you can buy without prescription, may contain codeine, alcohol, antihistamines, or bromides. Each of these ingredients can affect your driving. Antihistamines are drugs used for relief of nasal congestion due to colds, to combat allergies, and for other purposes. They may cause side effects such as inattention, confusion, and drowsiness. Some are used as an aid to sleep. Barbiturates are sedatives used primarily for sleep. They include phenobarbital, sleepies, and other preparations. Excessive use of these can produce symptoms similar to alcoholic intoxication, drowsiness, confusion, and lack of coordination. A user may experience tremor of hands, lips, and tongue, and have difficulty in thinking or talking clearly. A person so affected is unfit to drive. The most dangerous types of drugs can be obtained only illegally. LSD and heroin are examples. They have the power to make users completely unaware of or indifferent to their surroundings. Anyone under the influence of such drugs must not try to operate a motor vehicle. Marijuana. Studies show that users of marijuana have more arrests for traffic violations than other drivers. Many ignore traffic citations and continue to drive despite suspension or revocation of their driver licenses. Because little is actually known about the drug, many people feel that it is harmless, but experts agree that, for safety's sake, it should not be used when driving. The drug alcohol mix. Many times worse than alcohol or drugs used alone is the use of alcohol and drugs together. The use of these two drugs together produces serious effects on the mind and body and often death. According to some beliefs, if, for example, a pop pill gets you high, a drink with it will get you twice as high. Wrong. It doesn't just double the effect, it multiplies and, when overdone, has caused death. If you are using drugs for medicinal purposes, don't use alcohol at the same time. Chronic illness or impairment. In cases of chronic illness or physical impairment, the physician has the responsibility to inform his patient of any driving limitation that may be appropriate. How to avoid rear-end collisions. Most rear-end collisions are caused by following too closely. The space easiest to control is the space ahead of your vehicle. This space cushion is called following distance. You must consider the speed of the traffic, the condition of the highway, and allow yourself enough following distance to stop if necessary. For years, the rule of thumb formula for following distance was one car length for every 10 miles per hour. Recently, a new formula was introduced which is even more positive and easier to apply, the 2-second rule. To use the 2-second rule, choose a fixed object on the road ahead, such as a signpost, tree, overpass, bridge abutment, etc. When the vehicle ahead passes that object, begin to count 1001, 1002. If you reach the same object before you finish saying 1002, you are following too closely and should gradually slow down until you've reached the safe following distance. The 2-second rule applies to good and bad weather conditions. If the road and weather conditions are not good, increase your following distance to a 4 or 5 second count. The increased following limit also applies if you are driving vehicles with longer lengths than cars. You must also watch for brake lights on the vehicle ahead and be alert for diminishing distances between your car and the one ahead. If you see brake lights or notice the following distance getting less, shift your foot to the brake pedal promptly so you are ready to stop if necessary. Stopping distance. The distance required to stop your car is important in determining a safe driving speed. The chart below may be used as a guide, but actual stopping distances depend upon many factors. Mental and physical reaction time of the driver. Type and condition of the pavement. There is a great difference between rough, dry concrete and slippery brick or smooth asphalt. The type and condition of tires, radial, bias ply, regular tread, snow tires, the amount of tread, all determine the traction you will have for stopping. The proper size tire for your vehicle is important. Large, wide tires may help stop quicker on smooth, dry surfaces, but will skid or hydroplane easier on slippery or wet surfaces. Conversely, small narrow tires may cut through standing water but lose stopping power overall because of less rubber on the road and poorer traction. Consult your owner's manual or with a car dealer for proper tire size for the vehicle you drive. Chassis design, weight distribution, suspension, and shock absorbers. Type of brakes, condition of brakes, and brake balance. In an emergency situation, you can be in serious trouble if one or more of the brakes lock the wheels before the others fully take hold. Wind direction and velocity. Drivers may not realize the difference a strong tailwind can make when trying to stop suddenly at high speed. What to do if you have a crash? If you are involved in a traffic crash, you must stop at once and aid any injured persons. Call for medical assistance if necessary. Before the police arrive, use whatever means available to warn other traffic, flags, flares, etc. It is dangerous to move injured persons. You should avoid moving the injured unless it is absolutely necessary to remove them from areas threatened by fire or other dangers common to a crash scene. Keep the injured lying or sitting down until competent medical aid arrives. Apply first aid to the injured, making the persons as comfortable as possible. Treat for shock. Remember that a layman can give too much first aid. It is wise for every motorist to become familiar with first aid treatment by enrolling in Red Cross-sponsored courses or other training courses offered by groups and organizations. You may not only save another person's life with your knowledge, but it will also make you a more safety-conscious individual. Remember, you must stop whenever you are involved in a crash. Give your name, address, and registration number and show your driver license to other persons involved. This applies to any type of accident. Report all traffic mishaps. Any injury of fatal crash must, by the quickest means of communication, be reported to the local police if it occurs within a municipality or to the state troopers if it happens on a state highway. In case of injury, a fatality, or if damage to any vehicle or property in the crash amount to $500 or more, a written, Form SR-31, must be sent within 30 days, by the driver involved if the at-fault party was not insured at time of mishap. If both parties were insured at time of accident, then neither has to submit the SR-31 form. All correspondence should be mailed to Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Safety Responsibility Unit, P.O. Box 1471, Montgomery, AL 36102, 1471. SR-31 forms are available at local law enforcement agencies, State Trooper Post, Driver License Division, or online. When involved in a crash, secure the names and addresses of persons involved and any witnesses. Note other important relative factors. At the scene of the accident, drivers involved should, if requested by any person who is also involved in the accident, give the name and address of the insurance company providing the automobile liability insurance coverage and the name of the local insurance agent. If unable to furnish such information at the scene of the accident, the driver should do so later. If your vehicle hits an unattended vehicle, either notify the police, make an attempt to locate the owner of the parked vehicle, or leave a written notice in a conspicuous place on the unattended vehicle, giving your name and address. If a mishap damages any other type of property, notify the property owner. Crash reports help the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency and highway traffic officials evaluate traffic crashes so they can improve highway and traffic conditions. If you witness a traffic mishap or crash, When reporting a crash and requesting aid, be sure to give the exact location, if the road is blocked, and the probable damage as well as injuries. Accuracy helps police respond quickly to the scene. In the best interest of traffic safety and enforcement, all crashes should be reported to the law enforcement agency that has jurisdiction. Railroad crossings, advanced warnings. Railroad crossings are marked with one or more of the following devices. The round railroad warning sign. It is yellow with a black X and the letters RR. It means a highway railroad crossing is ahead and is placed 750 feet before the track. Pavement markings. In front of a railroad crossing, the pavement may be marked with a large X and two RRs. A yellow line in advance of the crossing means no passing. White lines on each side of the track show motorists where to stop when a train is approaching. Flashing light signal. When lights begin to flash, you must always stop until it is safe to proceed. Gates. When gates are being lowered, the red flashing lights will warn you to stop. Remain stopped until the gates are raised and lights are no longer flashing. If a railroad crossing has no warning device, slow down, look and listen for trains before proceeding. Railroad crossbuck. These signs are found at most crossings. The driver should slow down and be prepared to stop upon sighting a train. If there is more than one track, a sign below the crossbuck indicates the number of tracks. Stopping for railroad crossings. The vehicles listed below are required to stop before crossing any railroad crossing. School bus, church bus, or any passenger bus. Trucks transporting flammables, explosives, or other hazardous material. When approaching a railroad crossing, you must stop within 15 to 50 feet. The driver needs to slow down to allow himself enough time to be certain that he/she can stop when a train can first be seen. Railroad crossings protected by electric or mechanical signal devices require the operator to bring his/her vehicle to a complete stop. If there is more than one track, make certain all tracks are clear before crossing. You must also stop if the crossing gate is lowered or when a train is approaching. To avoid stalling, a driver should not change gears while crossing the track. Safety tips for motorists. Expect a train on any track at any time. Be cautious both day and night. Never get trapped on a crossing. When traffic is heavy, wait until you are sure you can clear the crossing before proceeding. Watch out for the second train. When the last car of the train passes, do not proceed until you are sure no train is coming on another track, especially from the other direction. Never drive around gates. If the gates are down, stay in place and do not cross the tracks until they are raised. It is against the law to go around gates. Never race a train to the crossing. Even if you try, you lose. Never shift gears on the crossing. If your vehicle has a manual transmission, shift down and do not change gears while crossing the tracks. Watch for vehicles that must stop at crossings. Be prepared to stop when you are following buses or trucks that are required to stop. Alabama ranks number 13 in the nation for highway railroad crossing fatalities. A motorist is 40 times more likely to die in a crash involving a train. More people in the United States die each year in highway railroad crossing crashes than in all aviation crashes combined. Nearly 50% of vehicle-train collisions occur at crossings with active warning devices. Walking or playing on railroad tracks, trestles, yards, and equipment is illegal. The penalty may be death. Cross tracks only at designated crossings. If your vehicle stalls on a crossing, get everyone out of the vehicle immediately and away from the tracks. Call your local law enforcement agency for assistance. Be aware that trains cannot stop quickly. A freight train traveling at 55 miles per hour takes a mile or more to stop. That's the length of 18 football fields. Always expect a train.